前以前我们好像跟大家问平安的时候，都是好像一种的习惯性。
Impossible always greeting people out of habit.
但是当现在这样一个好像疫情很严重的时候，在问安的时候，我觉得真的是在主里面的一种亲切的问候。
I think that this is something very important that we do in Christ in times of such the coronavirus.
我觉得大家也是能够在这样的时候能够来聚会，我觉得也是主把平安放在你们的里面。
I think for everyone to come to the meeting in this time, it's also the world in peace in your heart.
所以我想我们真的要为我们的聚会，也为整个的这个现在的情形来祷告。
So I think we should really need to pray both for the meeting and for the situation.
因为我们真的不知道我们可以像现在聚会还有多久。
Because we're really not sure how much longer we can meet like this.
所以我觉得我们真的要珍惜每一次我们在主面前的聚集。
So I think we really need to treat the times we have before the Lord together as quite precious.
我们开始我们的祷告。
Let's pray.
所以说我们真的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
是你的爱把我们召聚在你面前。
It is your love that has called us before you.
是你的爱呼召我们来到你的面前，一起来敬拜你，一起来听你的话。
It is your love that has called us before you to worship you and to listen to your word.
因为你说在这个世界上有苦难，但是在你的里面我们有平安。
Because you say that in the world there is hardship, but in you there is peace.
当我们来到你面前的时候，我们就求你把那属天的平安赐给我们。
Come before you, Lord, we pray that you give us that peace that is from heaven.
让我们今天在这里听你话的时候，我们就被你提醒，我们就被你来鼓励。
And Lord, we pray that as we come here to listen to your word today, we'll be reminded by you and encouraged by you.
让我们一起能够同心合意的来奔走这条天路。
Let us gather together and walk this path.
让我们把下面的时间恭敬的交在你手中。
We put this time in your hands.
求你带领我们，也向我们每个人说话。
I pray that you would lead us all and speak to each and every one of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name.
Amen. 这段时间一直在跟大家讲耶稣的比喻。
In the past few times, I've been talking to everyone about Jesus' parables.
那上次我们是讲到这个葡萄园做工的比喻。
Last time we spoke of the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
所以我在想，我这次要跟大家讲哪一个比喻的时候。
So when I was thinking on which parable I should speak to everyone about this time.
我想我因为最近一直是有这些好像外面的这些疫情的很多的这些消息。
And since recently there's been a lot of news about the coronavirus around us.
我们也看见真的从种种的迹象看来，真的主来的日子非常的近。
And we can see from the things happening around us that the time for the return of the Lord is near.
那如果真的主马上要来了
，If the Lord really is coming soon.
那我们都准备好。
Then are we all ready?
所以我想我主给我一个负担，那我就今天跟大家分享这个十个童女的比喻。
So I feel that the Lord has given me a burden, and today I will share with everyone the parable of the 10 virgins.
我想其实这个比喻大家都非常熟悉的。
I think this is a parable that everyone is quite familiar with.
我想大家我们是不是一起我们把这个比喻我们先读一遍。
So let's read this parable first together.
是在马太福音的25:1-13。
It's in Matthew 25:1-13.
如果你看可以看在屏幕上的打的圣经，我们一起来读。
Let us look to the screen and read.
那时，天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎迟夜的时候。他们都打盹睡着了，半夜有人喊说：“新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。”那些童女就出来敲石声。愚拙的对聪明的说：“请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。”聪明的回答说：“恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。”他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席， 门就关了，其余的童女随后也来了，说：主啊，主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说：我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
我们再读一节圣经，是在路加福音21:28。
Let us also read Luke 21:28.
路加福音21:28，我们也一起来读一下。
一有这些事，你们就当谨慎防守，因为你们得时的日子近了。
我们圣经读经祷告。我想，刚才我说，其实这个比喻呢，是一个大家都非常熟悉的一个比喻。
As I said before, this is a parable that I'm sure everyone is familiar with.
但是你看到说，有时候一些往往很熟悉的这些的经文呢，我们常常就把它忽略掉。
But we also see that the more familiar we are with some scriptures, the more we seem to overlook them.
因为我们可能知道里面的，好像这些的，好像经文的这些的内容，但是我们是不是真的能够进到这个经文的这个实义的里面？
So I feel that sometimes we know what it's saying, but can we really come to understand?
那你知道我们知道说最近这个病毒的疫情呢是越来越厉害。
We know that in recent days the situation with the coronavirus is getting more and more serious.
不仅这个好像不信主人很紧张，其实很多基督徒也非常的紧张。
Not just the non-believers that are panicking, but also the believers.
所以你看到这个超市里面的米卖完了，这个厕纸也卖完了。
So you see in the supermarket, the rice is sold out, the toilet paper is sold out.
而且很多呢，这些生活用品呢，大家呢都在抢购。
And everyone seems to be fighting over these daily necessities.
所以当这些事情在发生的时候
，So when these things are happening,
我觉得我们需要被提醒。
I think we need to be reminded.
不仅是提醒说，看看我家里还有没有米，有没有厕纸。
Not just to be reminded of whether or not you have rice or toilet paper left at home.
而是要提醒我们说，是不是新郎真的要来。
But to be reminded that whether it's the bridegroom really coming.
如果主真的要来了，我们准备好。
If the Lord is really going to come, are we ready?
你的灯里面有油吗？
Is there oil in your lamp?
那我想到我们刚才读到这个马太福音这个比喻的时候
，I think that when we read this parable in Matthew，
我们知道说这个比喻的背景呢是讲到一个婚礼。
We know that the setting of this parable is a wedding。
那上个周六我们教会有一个婚礼。
Actually, there was a wedding at our church last Saturday。
有不少弟兄姊妹都有去参加。
And quite a lot of brothers and sisters attended。
你知道我们中国人的婚礼的习惯呢，我们是跟这个犹太人是不太一样。
As you may know, us Chinese people have different traditions and customs when it comes to weddings.
我们中国的那个婚礼的时候呢，那一天早上呢，这个新郎一大早就要跑到新郎那边去接新娘。
In Chinese tradition, in the morning, the bridegroom has to go pick up the bride.
然后呢就是婚礼，然后晚上呢才是吃婚宴。
And then they have a ceremony, and then at night they have a reception.
但是呢，犹太人的婚俗呢就跟我们不太一样。
But the Jews have a different sort of tradition.
因为新郎在去迎接新娘之前呢
，Because in Jewish custom, before the bridegroom goes to meet the bride,
他先要和自己的亲朋好友呢在一起吃喝快乐。
He has to first eat, drink, and be merry with his friends and family.
而且呢，他们一吃呢，就吃一整天。
And when they eat, they do this for the whole day.
然后到晚上的时候呢，才去迎娶这个新娘。
And it's only at night that he goes to meet the bride.
你知道有时候新郎和新娘他不一定是住在一起，可能是不同地方、不同村的。
As you may know, the bride and groom may not live close to each other. They may be from different villages.
所以他们要那个新郎要去接新娘的时候呢，他如果是别的村呢，他要经过一段的时间和距离。
So if the bridegroom is from a different village, it will take him some time.
所以呢，那个新娘呢，她在晚上的时候呢，她就会打发她的这个伴娘呢，或者是她的使女呢，到村口的人家里面去等那个新郎，去迎接那个新郎。
So at night, the bride would ask her maids to go wait for the bridegroom in front of the village.
所以呢，这个是他们犹太人的这样一个风俗。
So this is the customs of the Jewish people.
所以当我们读这比喻的时候，我们就如果你不知道，你会觉得很奇怪，哎，为什么他晚上跑去迎接新郎
？So if you're not familiar with this, you'll be quite confused when reading the parable. Like, why is the bridegroom meeting her at night?
啊，所以呢，在犹太人的风俗的里面，那差不多天黑左右呢，那个新郎差不多就会到。
So in Jewish tradition, the bridegroom will arrive around dark.
但是呢，你看到说，在这个比喻里面呢，却讲到呢这个新郎迟延了。
But as we can see in this parable, it speaks of the bridegroom being delayed.
啊，为什么迟延呢
？So why was he delayed?
啊，那也许呢是酒席耽误了。
Perhaps it was because he was delayed by the banquet.
啊，或者呢，他有可能是在那边在准备给这个新娘的礼物。
Perhaps he was preparing a gift for the bride.
啊，但是这个比喻呢没有说。
But it doesn't say in this parable.
但是你看到，正是因为这个新郎的迟延，就引出了这个十个童女的比喻。
But precisely because of the delay of the bridegroom, we have the parable of the ten virgins.
在第一节里面讲到说，他说那时天国好像十个童女拿着灯出来迎接新郎。
In verse one, it says, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to ten virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
其中呢有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
Now five of them were wise and five were foolish.
所以我们要来看到底这个十个童女呢是谁。
So you must think, who are these ten virgins?
啊，那有人就说，他说，哎呀，那可能那个五个愚拙的童女呢，可能是没有信主，还没有得救。
Some may say, well, those five foolish virgins must be unbelievers; they must not be saved.
只有那五个聪明的呢，他们可能才是基督徒。
And the five wise ones must be saved believers.
啊，因为后面讲到说，他说新郎来了之后呢，那五个聪明的童女呢，就和新郎呢一同坐席。
Because it says, later when the bridegroom came, the five wise virgins went in to dine with him.
啊，那五个愚拙的呢，后来呢就进不去了。
And the five foolish ones were unable to enter in.
而且新郎对他们说，他说我不认识你们。
And the bridegroom said to them, I know you not.
所以有人说，这五个愚拙的童女呢，肯定是不得救。
So some say these five foolish virgins must not be saved.
啊，那到底我们怎么样去解释呢
？Now how can we come to understand this？
啊，你知道在新约里面讲到这个童女的时候
，In the New Testament when it mentions virgins，
啊，其实呢都是讲到是那些已经得救的基督徒。
It's speaking of saved believers。
啊，你知道圣经里面把那些不得救的外邦人形容成？
Do you know how the Bible describes unbelievers, the Gentiles?
啊，圣经把那些不信主的外邦人形容是愚妇。
The Bible describes unbelieving Gentiles as harlots.
啊，因为呢，他们是与这个世界联姻的。
Because they are in communion with the world.
啊，但是当讲到童女的时候，我们知道说一讲到童女，就是讲到这些人是属于基督的。
So when we speak of virgins, we're speaking of people who belong to Christ.
啊，那保罗在哥林多后书十一章里面也讲到说，他说把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
Because as we can see, Paul also mentions this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
他说，所以你看到说童女呢是属于基督的。
So we see that virgins belong to Christ.
只有童女呢才会去迎接新郎。
And only virgins would go meet the bridegroom.
所以没有信主的人呢，他是不会相信，他也不会去迎接等候主的再来。
So unbelievers will not go and wait to meet the Lord when He comes again.
啊，那如果这十个童女呢，都是指着信徒说的。
So if these ten virgins are all referring to believers,
啊，那为什么有五个愚拙的，另外有五个是聪明的？
Then how come there are five who are wise and five who are foolish?
啊，那愚拙和聪明的区别是在哪里？
So what's the difference between the wise and the foolish?
啊，在25:3-4里面。
In chapter 5, verse 3-4.
他讲到说，愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
It says that those who are foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器里。
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
所以你看见聪明和愚拙的区别呢，就在于他们有没有预备那个多余的油。
So we see that the difference between the wise and the foolish is whether or not they've prepared that extra oil.
因为下面在讲到说，当新郎突然来的时候。
Because it talks about afterwards when the bridegroom suddenly arrives.
啊，那如果愚拙的童女呢，就发现呢，这个灯里面的油不够了。
The five foolish virgins suddenly realized that they did not have enough oil left in their lamps. And they immediately tried to borrow from the five wise ones.
那聪明的童女就说,
and the wise virgins said, if we lend some to you, we won't have enough ourselves.
然后告诉他们说,
and said to them, it's better if you go buy some yourself.
所以你看见聪明和愚拙的区别就在于有没有那多余的。
So you see, the difference between the wise and the foolish is whether or not they have that extra oil.
那油是讲到什么呢?
So what is this oil referring to?
当你看到在这个约翰一书第二章的时候,
when we come to 1 John chapter 2,
在约翰一书第二章二十节, 他讲到说, 你们从那圣者受了恩膏, 并且知道这一切的事。
It says in verse 20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things.
你知道说恩膏在原文就是讲刚刚的意思。
Did you know that in the original languages, anointing is speaking of this oil?
而且我们知道说这膏油指的呢就是圣灵。And
we know that this anointing oil refers to the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道说当我们一信主的时候，圣灵呢就进来住在我们里面。Because
we know the moment we believe, the Spirit comes and dwells within us.
并且呢，圣灵在里面就成为那个膏油。
And within us, that the Spirit becomes that anointing.
所以你看到，在这个十个童女，她们的灯里面原来都是有油的。So
we see for ten virgins, they all originally had oil in their lamps.
当她们有灯的时候，你看见那个灯就讲到了见证。And
when they have a lamp, it is a light that's speaking of their testimony.
因为灯是要来发光的。Because
lamps need to shine.
我们为什么能够在这个世上为主发光、为主做见证呢？
So how can we give off light for the Lord in this world and testify of Him?
那是因为我们里面有油。It's
because we have oil within us.
因为在我们里面有圣灵的工作。Because
within us there is the work of the Spirit.
但是这个灯能够点多久？
But how long can this lamp be a light for?
你的见证能够坚持多久？
How long can your testimony endure?
那就要看你到底有没有那个多余的油。
You have to see whether or not you have that extra oil.
那什么是那个多余的油呢？
So what is that extra oil?
那同样在约翰刚才我们读的约翰一书第二章的里面。
In the same First John chapter 2.
在第二章的27节。
In verse 27.
他讲到说，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你。
It says, by the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you.
只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你。
But it's the same anointing teaches you concerning all things.
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And it's true, and it's not a lie.
而且你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里。
And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
所以老约翰说，你怎么样才能得到这个多余的油呢？
So, in his old age, John said, how can you get this extra oil?
你要顺服恩膏的教训。
You must obey the lessons of this anointing.
你要住在主的里面。
You must abide in him.
你要顺服圣灵，照着圣灵在你里面的带领，住在主的里面。
You must abide in God, following the anointing of the Spirit.
所以什么是聪明的童女？
So what is a wise virgin?
其实聪明的童女就是那些顺服圣灵，也被圣灵充满。
The wise virgins refer to those that obey the Spirit and are filled with it.
顺服圣灵呢，是需要你付出代价。
But to obey the Spirit, you must pay a price.
我们刚才讲到说，当愚拙的童女问聪明的童女问她借油的时候。
And we spoke before when the foolish virgins asked the wise virgins for oil.
聪明的童女就告诉她说，你要自己去买。
The wise virgins told them that you must buy some yourself.
我们知道说买就是讲的那个代价，是要付代价。
And when we hear the word buy, we know that this means that price must be paid.
在启示录的第三章，我们知道主对老底嘉教会说。
In Revelation 3, we see what the Lord has to say to the Laodiceans.
主说你要向我买火炼的金子。
The Lord says to them, you want to buy from me gold refined in fire.
又要买白衣穿上。
And white garments.
又要买眼药擦眼睛。
And eye salve to anoint your eyes.
因为老底嘉教会呢，他们以为自己富足了，一样都不缺。
Because the church in the Laodiceans thought that they were wealthy and had need of nothing.
但是主呢，却说他们是困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、痴神。
But the Lord said that they were wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
所以主说你们要向我买，你们要来付代价。
Lord said, if you will buy from me, you must pay a price.
我们知道说真的，当你愿意顺服圣灵带领的时候，有时候你真的是要付出代价。
We know that often if you want to follow the leading of the Spirit, you must pay a price.
当你要在那里发脾气的时候，圣灵提醒你要忍耐，你能够忍耐。
When you're losing your temper and the Spirit tells you to remind you to have patience, can you have patience?
当你做错一件事情，圣灵提醒你要向人去道歉的时候，你愿意拉上你的那个面子吗？
When the Spirit reminds you when you've done something wrong to apologize, are you willing to humble yourself?
当你看见弟兄姊妹有难处，圣灵提醒你要去帮助、去鼓励他们的时候，你愿意花上你的时间、花上你的精力。
When you see that your brothers and sisters are in need, are you willing to give up your time, energy, and encourage them?
所以顺服圣灵的带领是需要付出代价。
So you know that to follow the leading of the Spirit, you must pay a price.
但是你看到这些的代价会在主面前成为那些我们那些预备好的。
But we see that this price that we pay comes before the Lord, that extra oil.
那些代价呢，在主面前以后都成为我们的奖赏。
And these prices that we pay become rewards before the Lord in the future.
当我们看见那十个童女去迎接新郎的时候。
When we see the 10 virgins go forth to meet the bridegroom.
我们看见呢，他们手上呢都拿着灯。
We see that they're all holding lamps.
那聪明的呢，可能他就在那边想。
Perhaps the wise ones are thinking to themselves.
这个新郎呢，他也没有说他什么时候到。
Well, the bridegroom hasn't said when he'd arrive.
那不知道我这个灯里面的油呢，能够支持多久。
But I don't know how long the oil of my lamp will last.
为了以防万一，我还是多带一点这些多余的油。
It's probably better for me to bring some extra oil just in case.
但是那些愚拙的呢，他可能就在那里想。
But the foolish ones perhaps thought to themselves, I'm already holding this stuff.
还要再去拿多余的油吗？
Must I also hold extra oil?
算了算了，说不定呢，我那一到村口呢，说不定这个新郎就来了。
Nah, it should be fine. Maybe the bridegroom will arrive as soon as we reach the front of the village.
但是哪里知道呢，新郎迟疑。
But who knew the bridegroom was delayed?
所以你看到，正是因为新郎的迟延呢，就把这个童女的属灵的光景呢暴露了出来。
And we see precisely because the bridegroom was delayed, the spiritual state of these virgins were revealed.
如果新郎不迟延
，If the bridegroom was not delayed，
我想这十个童女都是聪明的童女。
Then all these 10 virgins would be wise.
他们都进到那个婚宴里面去了。
All be able to enter into that.
但是正是因为新郎的迟延。
But precisely because the bridegroom was delayed,
就把其中五个童女的光景呢显露出来。
The state of five of the virgins was revealed.
所以我就在那里想。
So I was thinking to myself.
我想其实呢，你知道说，如果我们都是在刚信主的时候呢，我们都会提到主那里去。
If we were all gathered up to the Lord when we had just believed.
那我们每个人都可能都是得胜的基督徒。
Then perhaps we'd all be overcomers.
因为呢，你知道说，大部分基督徒呢，他们刚信主的时候呢，都是对着主很火热。
Because we see our most believers when they first believe, they are filled with passion for the Lord.
他们被主的爱感动，他们也用自己的爱去回应主。
They are moved by the Lord's love, and they also reciprocated with their own.
他们也读经，也祷告，也参加聚会。
They pray, they read scriptures, they attend meetings.
他们也可以跟你讲很多这些他们信主以后的见证。
And they have a lot of testimony to tell everyone about.
但是你知道说，时间是最考验一个人。
That time tests everyone.
时间一久，你就看见有些人呢，他慢慢的好像就落在后面。
As time goes on, we see some people seem to be lagging in the back.
你看他慢慢的，他对着主的爱呢就冷淡下来。
You see that their love for the Lord seems to cool down slowly.
他又被其他的东西呢吸引。
And they seem to be attracted by other things.
你看见说读经祷告对他来说不是一种享受，慢慢的就变成了一种的义务。
You see that prayer and scripture reading is no longer something they enjoy, but some obligation.
来参加聚会呢，也不过是安慰自己里面的良心。
And coming to meetings is just consoling their own conscience.
他里面对着主的爱，你看见说就慢慢的淡下来。
And you see their love for the Lord slowly fade. There's a story about that happened in World War II.
有一对非常相爱的一对年轻人呢，他们刚刚结婚，战争就爆发了。Two
young people who were very much in love with each other were just married when the war broke out.
然后这个丈夫呢，他就从军，然后就去上前线。
His husband became a soldier who was sent out to the front lines.
因为这个丈夫呢，他非常爱他的妻子，他每个星期呢都给他的妻子写。
His husband really loved his wife, so every week he would write a letter to her.
然后呢，这个妻子呢，她每个星期呢都会收到她丈夫的。
And every week this wife would receive this letter that was from her husband.
那终于呢，这个战争最后结束。
And finally the war was over.
这个丈夫呢，他回到家中。
And his husband returned to his home.
哎，他怎么发现这个妻子对他没有像以前那么爱？
He felt, how come his wife didn't seem to love him as she did before? It's as if she were hiding something from him.
那最后呢，在他一再追问底下，这个妻子承认呢，她有了婚外情。
And as he asked her again and again, she began to admit that she was indeed having an affair.
因为呢，在这个战争的期间呢，当这个新当这个新郎外出的时候，当丈夫外在外面打仗的时候。
Because during this time that the husband was away fighting the war.
她和另外一个人呢，有了这些的关系。
She had developed such a relationship with another person.
你知道是谁成为这个第三者？Now
do you know who this other person is?
其实就是那个每个星期给她送信的那个邮递员。
It is that postman that delivered those letters every week.
因为这个邮递员，他每个星期都要给她送信。
Because every single week, this postman would deliver a letter.
慢慢的，他就和这个他的这个妻子呢，就慢慢的就产生了感情。
And slowly, they began to develop feelings for each other.
当我们听到这个故事的时候，我们觉得非常的痛心。
And when we hear this story, we feel really bad.
本来他们是两个非常相爱的。
There were once two people who really loved each other.
但是你看见后来呢？ 那个新娘呢，是被别人呢引诱去了。But
we see that in the end, this bride was tempted by someone else.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们是在等候谁？So
brothers and sisters, who are we waiting for?
我们到底是在等候主呢，我们还是被别的东西所吸引？Are
we waiting for the Lord, or are we being attracted or tempted by other things?
你知道说，其实我们等候的，我们只能等候我们的丈夫，只能等候主自己。
We can only be awaiting on our husband, the Lord Himself.
我们所爱的呢，也只能是主自己。And
the only one we can love is the Lord Himself.
任何别的人事物都不能代替主在我们心中的位置。And
nothing else should ever be able to replace the place of the Lord in our heart.
但是当主是有的时候。When
the Lord is delayed.
你对着主的爱还是新鲜的。Is
your love for the Lord still fresh?
当主在那里迟延的时候。When
the Lord is delayed.
我们还能够在那里一直在预备我们的油吗？
Can you still be preparing your oil?
你知道我们常常我们可以等三个月。Perhaps
you can wait 3 months.
但是我们可以等3年。But
can you wait 3 years?
也许你可以等3年。Perhaps
you can wait 3 years.
但是你可以等30年。But
can you wait 3 decades?
除非我们对着主的爱是新鲜的。Unless
our love for the Lord is fresh.
要不然我们就很容易就被外面其他的东西所吸引。
Otherwise, we are easily attracted by other things in the world.
所以你看到说，如果我们要有这些多余的油，So
we see if we want this extra oil.
你就需要付出代价。We
must pay a price.
你就需要顺服圣灵，让主住在你的里面。You
must follow the leading of the Spirit and allow the Lord to live in you.
你要学习对付自己的肉体。You
have to learn to deal with your own flesh.
你要学习让圣灵在你的生命里面掌权。
You have to learn to let the Spirit have control of your life.
那另外一方面,
another side.
你要有多余的油,
if you want to have extra oil,
你需要有器皿来盛装,
you need an extra vessel to be able to hold it.
你需要倒空你的自己, 让圣灵来充满,
you must empty yourself so that the Spirit can fill you.
你知道在, 我想有些弟兄姊妹读过列王记下第四章的里面一个故事。
I think many of us have read a story in 2 Kings chapter 4.
那里有一个故事是讲到以利沙。
There we have a story about the prophet Elisha.
他讲到呢，以利沙的一个门徒呢死了。
He speaks about the follower of Elisha having died.
然后呢，他的债主呢就找上门来呢，要抓他的两个儿子呢去宰。
And the creditor of his follower came and tried to take the sons of this strong man as ransom.
然后呢，这个门徒的妻子呢就跑到以利沙那里呢去哀求以利沙。
And the wife of this follower came to Elisha to beg him.
那以利沙就问他，你家里面还有什么呢？
So Elisha asked her, what do you have left in your home?
他说除了一瓶油以外呢，什么都没有。
She said to him, other than a bottle of oil, I have nothing.
那以利沙呢就叫他呢去找邻居呢去借空器。
And Elisha asked her and told her to go on borrow empty vessels from her neighbors.
让他不要少借，能够借多少就借就借多少。
And asked her to borrow as much as she could.
然后借来以后呢，叫他把那个油呢倒在那个器里面。
And after she had finished borrowing these, to pour the oil into these vessels.
然后伊莎这个门徒的妻子呢，她又借了一大堆的瓶子来。
So this wife and this follower of Elisha went and borrowed many vessels.
完了呢，就拿起他那一小瓶，那一小瓶油。
And after this, she took up that small
bottle. 然后就倒，一直往这个器皿里倒。
And began pouring into these vessels.
你知道，一小小的一瓶油呢，倒满了所有的器皿。
And this small bottle of oil filled every.
直到所有的器皿都满了以后呢，这个油呢才止。
And it did not stop until every single vessel had been filled.
然后伊丽莎呢就叫他去把油卖了以后呢去还债。
And Elisha asked her to go sell this oil to her
sister. 然后剩下的呢，他就可以拿去自己来养子。
And what was remaining, she could use for a living.
所以你看到这个故事呢，讲到说我们怎么样才能够得到那个油。
So we see this story speaks about how we need to get this oil.
我们怎么样才能够被圣灵充满
？How can we be filled by the Spirit?
气需要被倒。
Well, first the vessel must be empty.
圣灵呢才能够充满。
For the Spirit to come fill it.
油是足够。
There is enough oil.
只是空瓶子。
But we don't have that empty vessel.
你看到说圣灵是没有限量。
You see that there is no limit to the Spirit.
关键的问题是我们倒空了多少。
The issue is how much we've emptied ourselves.
我们里面有多少的位置，我们愿意让出来给圣灵。
How much room within us are we willing to yield?
我们里面到底有多少的地位能够让圣灵来充满
？How much is left in us to be filled with the Spirit?
你愿意倒空你的骄傲
？Are you willing to empty yourself of your pride?
你愿意倒空你属世的追求
？Are you willing to empty your pursuit of this world?
你愿意倒空你里面的这些怨恨苦毒吗
？Are you willing to empty out this anger and resentment?
你愿意倒空你里面的烦恼忧虑
？Are you willing to empty out your worries?
甚至现在，你愿意倒空你里面的恐惧吗
？Are you willing to empty out that fear？
愿意倒空的时候，圣灵就会来充满。
When you're willing to empty out these things, the Spirit will come and fill you。
你知道现在真的很多人对着这个病毒啊，是非常的恐慌。
At this time, a lot of people are very anxious over the coronavirus.
而且呢，都非常担心，哎，万一中招了怎么办
？And everyone's really worried. What if I'm next?
那前个星期呢，我们家就有一个非近距离的这个跟经历了一下这个病毒带来的影响。
Well, just last week, this issue hit really close to home for us.
那前一个周四，在前一个周四的晚上。
So last Thursday night.
我们异地开完会，有开会的时候呢，就讲到这个病毒带给不仅是带给这个社会，也带给教会的影响。
In the ED meeting, we were speaking of the impact of this virus both on society and on the church.
那我们也决定呢，那个 Auburn 呢，从这周开始呢，就停止供应礼拜。
And we've also we decided that from this week onward, Auburn would no longer be serving lunch.
那天开完会我就回去。
So after the meeting that night, I returned home.
回去以后呢，十点多的时候，就突然一下接到学校我儿子学校的通知。
Now around 10 o'clock that night, after returning home, we received a notice from my son's school.
其实还不是那时候学校还没有发 email 通知我，
Actually,
是我们从这个。WeChat 还是别的这个网上接到的通，看到别的通知。
At that time, the school had not notified us. We actually found this news through other sites like WeChat and just on the internet.
说这个 Andy Boy 呢，发现一个确诊的病例而且呢，从明天开始呢，就是要停课。
And it said that there was confirmed case of the coronavirus in Epping Moyes, and that they would not be open the following day.
而且呢，这个确诊的这个学生呢是十一年级。
And the student who was diagnosed was in year 11.
我们一听我们就一下子呆住了。
And we heard this, we were shocked.
因为我儿子就是在十一年级。
Because my son is in year 11.
你知道说以前我们都是在这个什么新闻上啊、WeChat 上啊、这个网上啊，看到这个好像谁谁谁得病，或者是说确诊。
We see in the past, I've only seen like in the news, on WeChat, on the internet, so and so is going through the coronavirus, has been diagnosed.
虽然现在好像澳洲发现了，但是我们就觉得说好像那是离我们很遥远的事情。
Yeah, like even though it was something that happened in Australia, we thought it was still quite far away from us.
但是突然没想到，哇，这么快，而且就是发生在你身边。
But who would think that it would happen so suddenly and so close to you?
而且呢，是在我儿子的学校。
And it was in my son's school.
而且还是同一个年级。
And the same grade.
然后我就赶紧问他，哎，我说你知道这个是哪个同学？
So immediately I asked him, do you know who this person is?
他说不知道。
He said I don't know.
我说，因为他那时候他接到通知以后，他就赶紧 message 他的那个 year advisor， 他的年级的辅导。
Because as soon as he received this news, he began messaging different people, such as his
advisor.
Because he wanted to make sure whether or not this
is true.
And the advisor replied saying, yes, indeed, there is no school tomorrow. So I asked him, quick, like ask who this student is who's been diagnosed.
我儿子很聪明，他说你不要问，他说问了他也不会告诉你。
My son was quite smart. He said, oh, it's no point in asking. They won't tell us anyway.
真的，学校没有告诉你是谁。
Yeah, the school won't actually tell you who it is.
所以你如果问我说你当时会害怕吗？
So if you asked me, like, were you scared that time?
说老实话。
To be honest.
害怕呢？害怕是哪个？
I wasn't scared.
但是真的有很多的担心。
But I had many worries.
因为首先我担心说，哎，我儿子会不会被传染
？At first I was worried, like, what if my son had been infected?
因为他是学生，他是他们学校学生会的干部。
Because he's part of the SRC at school.
他们年级的所有人他都认识。
So he knows everyone in his grade.
所以呢，他跟很多人呢都有接触。
So he has come in contact with many people.
所以呢，我对我的儿子很担心。
So I was really worried for my son.
那接下来呢，我就担心，如果万一他要被隔离，那我们也要需要被隔离。
The next I began to worry, if he needed to be quarantined, then our whole family needed to be quarantined.
然后呢，我就会影响到很多我的工作。
And this would affect both my work and my ministry.
所以我当时我就有这些的担心。
So at the time I had all these worries.
但是真的是非常的感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
后来呢，我们知道说，其实那个孩子不是他们班长。
We found out later that this student was not in his class.
他们那个是隔壁班上的一个孩子，他们同班的那些基本上全部都被隔离。
This boy was from another class actually, and everyone in his class, almost everyone in his class had already been quarantined.
一共有大概差不多将近七十个的学生和老师呢被隔离，然后呢在观察。
And there were about 70 students and staff quarantined and under observation.
但是感谢主，我们的孩子没有通知说，哎，你要去隔离。
But praise the Lord, we did not receive notice saying that your son needed to be quarantined.
所以呢，当天晚上我和青云在一起祷告的时候。
So that night when I was praying with my wife.
虽然之前我们有一些的担心。
Though we were worried before.
但是当我们一起祷告的时候，我觉得主就把那个平安放在我们。
But when we began to pray, I think the Lord truly put peace within our hearts.
那后来呢？我们知道，因为着其他的弟兄姊妹的缘故，我们那个星期呢，上个星期我们就没有去聚会。
So, for the sake of the other brothers and sisters at church, that we did not attend the meeting.
我们一家人呢，在家里面一起来敬拜主。
Our whole family stayed home and worshiped the Lord together.
后来呢，我问青。
And afterwards, I asked my wife.
我说，如果有一天我们真的被感染，
I said to her, one day we really are diagnosed, what should we do?
你知道他怎么说吗？
You know what she said?
他说该怎么办就怎么办。
She said, what will happen will happen.
他说你不相信主掌管一切。
She said, don't you believe that the Lord is in control?
是的，弟兄姊妹。
Indeed, brothers and sisters.
你相信主掌管一切。
Do you believe that the Lord is in control?
假如有一天你真的被传染。
If one day you really are diagnosed,
你仍然相信主在掌权。
Do you still believe that the Lord is in control?
那有人说，他说有信心的基督徒就不会被传染。
Or some people say, as long as you have faith, you won't be infected.
那我要问。
Well, I have a question for you.
是不是病毒就专门找那些没有信心的人去传染？
Does the coronavirus intentionally only infect those without faith?
或者我问你一个问题，是不是有信心的基督徒他就不会生病？
Or perhaps maybe you think that Christians with faith just don't get sick.
你知道说保罗他也会生病。
You know, Paul got sick as well.
那是不是保罗就没有信心？
Is that saying that Paul had no faith?
病毒不会看见说，哎，你是基督徒，他就不传给你。
The coronavirus is not going to say, oh, you're a Christian, so I won't, you know, infect you.
病毒也不会看见说，哎呀，你很有信心，所以怕了，不惹你。
Or the coronavirus might look at you and go, oh, I think you have heaps of faith, I'm going to avoid you.
知道这次他们说这次的病毒真的是非常的公平，知道吗？
They said, this time, this coronavirus is actually quite fair.
因为这次的病毒它传染，它不会分人的贵贱贫富。
Because this coronavirus cannot differentiate between rich or poor.
因为你看到说这个不管是这个总理也好，部长也好，一个个全部都骂，一个个都接着中招。
And we see because prime ministers or other sort of cabinet members that seem to be just getting the coronavirus.
所以你看见，不是你有信心病毒就不会传。
So we see it's not like if you have faith you won't get infected.
那什么是真正的信心？
So what is true faith?
真正的信心是不在于你相信你自己会不会被传染。
True faith is truth faith does not depend on whether or not you think you'll be infected.
真正的信心是在即使你被传染之后，你仍然相信主将来掌权。
True faith is that after you've been infected, even still you believe that the Lord is in control.
你仍然相信凡是临到你的都是主。
And even still, you believe that everything that happens to you is because the Lord allows it.
其实在你看来是一件不好的事情。
Even if it seems like something terrible.
这才是一个真正的事情。
This is what true faith is.
我最近看到一个见证。
Recently, I've seen a testimony.
他讲到说在湖北有一个传道人，他也是最后呢被发现他得了这个肺炎。
There is a pastor in the province of Hubei that had been diagnosed with this coronavirus.
你知道说传道人一开始他都是在那边讲信心啊，你们要依靠主啊。
Yeah, in the beginning, all these pastors were saying, oh, we've got to have faith, we've got to rely on the Lord.
但是当他真的他得了这个被病毒传染之后。
That when he himself had been diagnosed with this virus.
整个人他一下子好像垮下来。
He suddenly seemed to lose it.
他里面也充满恐惧。
He was filled with fear.
他里面呢，他甚至呢也有对主抱怨。
And he even seemed to begin to blame the Lord in his heart.
他里面有很多的烦恼。
And he is filled with many worries and concerns.
当他真的跪在主面前向主来祷告。
And when he fell on his knees before the Lord.
当他真的在那边把他里面所有的这些恐惧也好，甚至对主的这个埋怨也好，一起放在主面前的时候。
And when he lay down before the Lord, all his fears, concerns, and anger.
很奇妙的主就借着圣经的话语在那两个人。
Amazingly, the Lord comforted him with the scriptures.
到最后呢，他经历了这一段的疾病的过程之后，就让他慢慢的康复上，康复起来。
And after he'd experienced this virus, the Lord let him recover slowly.
所以当他康复以后，他在那里做见证。
And when he had recovered, he was speaking his testimony.
他说：“其实我们在遇到难处的时候。”
So when we encounter hardship,
其实每个人都一样。
Actually, it's all the same.
也许有个人他对你的信心大一些，有个人小一些。
Perhaps some people have more faith and others less.
但是你看到，当我们在经历这些难处的时候，我们里面一定会有起伏。
But when such things happen to us, there's definitely a reaction in us.
但是关键的是，我们到底会不会 有没有来到主的面前。
But the issue is whether at this time we come before the Lord.
我们有没有来到主的面前，真的把我们里面所有真实的情形，我们求主来帮助。
Whether we lay down our thoughts and concerns before the Lord and ask of Him.
当你真的来到主面前的时候，你发现主就把他的平安赐给你。
When you really come before the Lord, you find that the Lord will give you peace.
所以真正的平安是从哪里？
So where does true peace come from?
真正的平安真的只有从主。
So true peace only comes from the Lord.
因为我相信他是那个爱我为我舍命的主。
So we believe He is Him who loves us.
我相信我一生的脚步他都已经为我画好。
We believe that He is our whole life.Prepared for us.
而且他是按照他自己那个纯全善良和喜悦的旨意，在那里来带领我们生的道路。
And He is leading my life with that good and perfect will of His.
这才是真正的信心。
This is true faith.
如果有一位这样爱我的主在掌管我的生命，那我们有什么好害怕
？If we have a Lord who loves us in control of our life, then what do we have to fear?
所以我们怎么样才能有这些真实的信心？
So how can we have this true faith?
你需要把你的瓶子倒
掉。Must empty out yourself.
你要把你里面的恐惧倒出来。
Must empty yourself of this.
你要把你里面的烦恼、忧虑、你的担心、害怕倒出来。
To empty yourself of this fear and concern and worries.
让圣灵来充满。
And allow the Spirit to come fill you.
让主的平安真实的进到你的里面。
And let the peace of the Lord really come into your heart.
因为主的平安是这个世界夺不去的。
Because the peace of the Lord is a peace that the world cannot touch.
所以回到这个童女的比喻。
So coming back to the parable of the
所以你看到这五个聪明的童女呢，她们是常常被圣灵充满。
So you see these five wise virgins are often filled with the Spirit.
而且呢，她们是在主面前已经准备好了。
And they are people who are prepared before the Lord.
一个被圣灵充满的人，其实在外表上呢，你看到他跟其他人其实没有什么。
You see, someone who is filled with the Spirit outwardly does not appear very different from one who is not.
他们也会疲累，他们也会睡觉。
They also get tired, they also sleep.
但是呢，他们是活在主面前。
But they are those who are living before the Lord.
他们是在那里警醒预备主再来的人。
They are those who are alert and preparing for the return of the Lord.
所以当主再来的时候，他们就近距离主呢一同作息。
So when the Lord returns, they go in and they dine with Him.
当那五个愚拙的童女也来的时候呢，发现门就关了。
And when five foolish virgins come, they discover that the door has been closed.
这个门是什么门呢
？So what is this door speaking of?
这不是救恩的。
This is not the door to salvation.
因为我们刚才说愚拙的童女呢，其实她也是得救的基督。
Because as we said before, even the foolish virgins.
这个门呢是讲到那个婚宴的。
This door is the door to the wedding supper.
因为新郎来了。婚宴就开始。
Because when the bridegroom arrives, the wedding supper begins.
这是一个什么样的婚宴
？What sort of wedding supper is this？
在启示录十九章第六到第九节里面讲到这个羔羊的婚宴。
In Revelation 19:69, it speaks of the wedding supper of the Lamb.
我们一起读一下。
Let us read this together.
我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大海的声音，说：“哈利路亚，因为。”神全能者作王了，你们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己准备好了，就蒙恩而穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的衣。天使吩咐说：不要要下，凡被娶入羔羊之婚宴的人有福了。又对我说：这是神真实的话。所以我们看到在这段圣经的里面
And we see, in this part of scripture,
是谁可以参加这个婚宴
Who can attend this wedding supper?
是那些蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣的人
It is those who are granted to be arrayed in the fine linen.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的衣
The fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
这个衣就是圣徒因着圣灵而带出来的那个见证
And this righteousness is the testimony of the saints who follow the leading of the Spirit.
一个没有见证的基督徒，他是不能够进到羔羊的婚宴。
A Christian without testimony cannot enter into the wedding supper of the Lamb.
但是这个不牵涉到救恩的问题。
But this is not a matter of salvation.
那有人问，那为什么主说不认识他们呢？
Then why, some people ask, then why did the Lord say, I know you not?
啊，其实如果你看认识，讲到认识这个原文的这个词的时候。
We have look at, sort of the original, language when it comes to the word reference.
这个认识呢，在原文里面有称许，有称赞，赞许的意思。
In the original languages, know can be translated as approval.
啊，不是说主不认他们了，而是讲到说主对他们的行为呢不认可。
Not quite. The Lord does not know them. The Lord does not approve of their actions.
主对他们的行为呢不称许。
And the Lord does not approve of what they are doing.
啊，那我们刚讲到这个婚宴的时候，那这个婚宴是什么时候开始？
So speaking of this wedding supper, when does this wedding supper begin?
这边讲到说是主再来的时候。
It begins when the Lord returns again.
当主再来的时候，对于基督徒来说会发生什么样的事情呢
？So when the Lord comes again, what will happen to us Christians?
我们知道，如果你去看哥林多前书十五章和帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章的时候，那你就讲到我们讲到这个父。
Second Corinthians and in Thessalonians, we see it speaks of what happens at this time.
啊，那你讲到说死了的圣徒要先复活，然后这些我们还活着存留的基督徒要被提到空中与主相遇。
It says there that the saints who have passed away will rise from the dead, and those who are still alive who believe will be gathered up into the air.
啊，那相遇完以后发生什么事情
？And once we meet the Lord in the air, what will happen？
啊，是不是每个人都进到新天新地，每个人都进到荣耀里去？
Is it that everyone enters into the new heaven and earth and enters into glory?
啊，还没有那么快。
Well, not so fast.
啊，如果假设被提的那一天呢，发生在主日。
So pretend that this day in which this happens is on a Sunday.
啊，结果呢，有些基督徒呢，他在家里呢是睡懒觉。
And we see some Christians are still sleeping in at home.
啊，有的基督徒呢，他可能是在河里面钓鱼。
Some Christians may be fishing by a river.
啊，有的人可能是在家里面打。
And some may even be gaming at home.
啊，如果被提在那天发生的时候。
So if the rapture happens on that day.
啊，你觉得你好意思进到荣耀里去
？You think you are worthy of entering into glory?
所以你看到说被提以后，不是说马上我们就好像进到新天新地，进到这个永远的荣耀里。
So you see, it's not that as soon as we gather up.We enter immediately into the new heaven and into glory.
啊，你看到被提之后发生的一件事情，马上呢就是基督台前的审判。
You see that immediately what happens after being gathered up is the judgment before the judgment seat of Christ.
啊，在哥林多后书第五章第十节里面。
In Second Corinthians 5:10.
啊，他讲到说，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
啊，这里讲到基督台前的审判。
Here it speaks of the judgment before the judgment seat of Christ.
啊，如果我们不知道有这个基督台前的审判。
If we do not know that there is judgment before the
judgment seat of Christ. 我们可能就在那里稀里糊涂的在那里做基督。
Then we may be Christians quite ignorantly.
啊，因为我们觉得说啊，只要信耶稣就好了，反正死了就可以上天嘛。
And we may think, oh, it's okay, as long as I believe, I just get to go to heaven when I die.
啊，那现在呢，我在地上犯点罪啊，或者做一些不讨主喜悦的事情呢，也没关系。
And like if on earth I make some mistakes and do some things that are not pleasing the Lord, it's okay.
啊，但是你要知道，你要清楚。
But you must be clear.
在被提之后要献的是。
Must understand that. After being gathered up to him, there is a judgment.
啊，当然这个审判不是白色大宝座的审判，是关乎好像是永生永死的这样一个审判。
Now, of course, this is not the judgment of the great white throne that determines eternal life or death.
啊，我们这个所谓的基督台前的审判呢，通俗一点来讲，其实就是好像加法处。
If we are to think of this in another way, we can say that the judgment before the judgment seat of Christ is sort of like domestic discipline.
但是你不要觉得好像家法处理就没关系。
But don't you think that domestic discipline is okay?
啊，这个家法处理关系到你能不能进到羔羊的会。
Because this discipline name is directly correlated with whether or not you'll be able to enter into the wedding supper of the Lamb.
啊，有人说，那我不进去也没关系。
Well, some say, ah, it's okay, even if I don't get to go in.
啊，就像如果比如说有个人请那个婚宴，啊，没有那个请帖没有发到你手上。
It's kind of like if someone is having a wedding reception and you didn't get an invite.
啊，你说没发到就没发到，反正就少吃几个龙虾嘛，对吗
？When you say, oh, it's fine if I don't get it, just don't get to eat some lobsters.
啊，但是呢，你要知道说这个婚宴如果你没有受到邀请。
But you have to understand that if you don't receive an invite to this wedding supper.
啊，你知道圣经上怎么说
？Do you know what the scripture says?
他说到那一天你会怎么样？
It says, what will happen on that day?
他说你要切齿哀哭。
Says, there will be crying and gnashing of teeth.
啊，这个切齿哀哭不是说啊，主在那边打你，把你打得很痛，然后你在那边哭。
This crying and gnashing of teeth is not because you've been beat up and you're in pain.
而是讲到说，哎呀，你在那里后悔。
That it's a gnashing of teeth and crying of
regret. 啊，你在那里后悔说，为什么我当时在地上没有好好的在那里追求主？
You're regretting why you didn't pursue the Lord properly in your life.
啊，我为什么没有在那里好好的预备等候主？
Why you didn't prepare yourself in waiting for the Lord?
以至于我不能够和那些聪明的童女一样，我进到这个婚宴里面一起与主一同享受一同坐。
And because of such, you are unable to enter into the wedding supper with those wise virgins and reign with the Lord.
这是那个咬牙切齿的那样一个后悔。
This is a gnashing of teeth full of regret.
而且呢，到那时候呢，你还要发现一件事情。
And at that time, you discover something else.
你会发现说，哎，有些人他表面上看起来很追求的基督徒，怎么也没进去呢
？And you see some Christians that appeared so spiritual. How can they enter in either?
啊，因为在我们刚才读的《哥林多后书》第五章第十节里面讲到，我们必要在基督台前显露出来。
Because it says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
什么叫显露出来
？And what does it mean by reveal？
就是你在地上你曾经做过的那些暗中的事。
Well, it speaks of everything that you've done in secret in your life on earth.
啊，你没有对付过的罪都要被显露出来。
All that sin that you haven't repented of is going to be revealed.
虽然有的人你看起来外表好像非常的追求。
Some people may appear outwardly very spiritual.
但是你不知道他里面真实的光景。
But you don't know what their inner state is like.
到那一天都会显露出来。
On that day, all will be revealed.
显露出来怎么样呢
？And what will happen after it's been revealed?
那讲到说，或善或恶受报。
It says, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
善的，聪明的。
The good, the wise.
可以进去享受羔羊的婚宴。
Can go in and enjoy the wedding supper of the Lamb.
恶的与拙的呢
？But what of the bad and foolish？
啊，就在门外切齿哀哭。
They can only cry by the door and gnash their teeth.
啊，那羔羊的婚宴有多久
？So how long will the wedding supper of the Lamb last？
啊，启示录上说是1000年。
In Revelation, it says 1,000 years.
啊，这个一千年，这个千年的国度是特别为着那些得胜者，为着聪明的童女。
This thousand-year kingdom is for the wise, the overcomers, and those wise virgins.
啊，他们要与主一同作王一千年。
They will reign with the Lord for 1,000 years.
啊，那些与主失败的基督徒。
So what of those failed and foolish Christians?
啊，他们要在这一千年里面。他们要继续付代价，他们在那里学习过。
Well, in these 1,000 years, they will continue to pay that price and learn the lessons.
啊，所以很多前面的弟兄说。
So a lot of elderly brothers say.
他说你要在今生这几十年里面好好学习功课。
So you want to learn during these short decades on earth?
还是要等到那个千禧年、一千年的时间，你在那里学习功课。
Or do you want to learn those lessons during those 1,000 years in the Millennium Kingdom?
那有人问他说，哎呀，但是做得胜者是不是很难的事情
？But some people may ask, is it very hard to be an overcomer?
啊，其实你说要说难，其实也难。
Well, yeah, it is hard.
啊，如果你说不难，其实也不难。
But it's also easy.
难是因为我们需要付代价，我们需要背起我们的十字架来跟随主。
It's hard because we need to pay a price and pick up our cross and follow the Lord.
不难是因为主永远都有恩典。
And it's not so difficult because there's always going to be grace from Him.
只要你愿意投靠主，
you're willing to rely on the Lord，
主的恩典永远是够的，
then His grace is sufficient for you。
所以你看到得胜不是靠我们自己的那点努力。
So being an overcomer isn't dependent on your own efforts，
而是因为我们里面有爱主的心。
But because your heart, which has a love for the Lord，
主就把那个恩典给你。
And the grace that you receive from Him，
他要在你身上做那个改变。
He will work that transformative work in your
life
until the day we meet Him face to face.
所以你的心爱主。
So does your heart love the Lord?
你盼望主的再来。
Do you look forward to His coming?
现在所有发生的事情呢，都告诉我们主来的日子近。
Things that are happening around us these days seem to tell us that the day the Lord is returning is near.
就在那。
It's just at the door.
但是现在的问题是，
But the question now is，
你的灯里面有油吗？
Do you have enough oil in your lamp？
你的油够吗？
Is there enough oil in your lamp？
盼望我们都被主来提醒。
Let us all be reminded by the Lord。
让我们不是像世人一样，我们看到一切发生的事情，我们就在这里惊慌失措。
Let us not be like the world and panic and be anxious when all these things happen。
而是应该像路加福音二十一章二十八节里面所讲的。
Let us be like it says in Luke 21:28.
一有这些事。
Now when these things begin to happen.
你们就当挺身。
这个是意思吗？
Look up and lift up your heads.
因为你们得赎的日子近。
Because your redemption draws near.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们把这些不完全的话交在你的手。
We give you these incomplete words.
主啊，我们虽然看见外面的情形，主啊是很多惊慌的现象。
Lord, we see the situation around us seems to be full of worries and panic.
但是作为神的儿女，主求你提醒我们。
But as your children, Lord, we pray you remind us.
让我们真的知道说你来的日子近。
And really understand that the day of your coming is near.
让我们真的在这里警醒预备你自己的。
Let us be alert and prepare for your coming.
也许我们心里面也会像世人一样，有时候会有一些的惊慌。
Perhaps in our heart we are often like the world and are fearful.
但是求你把你自己属天的平安来赐给我们。
The Lord, we pray that you would give us your peace.
让我们能够在这个动荡的时候。
And Lord, we pray that in such turbulent times.
我们真的学习更多的来依靠。
We'll come and learn to trust in you.
我们也学习更多的顺服圣灵的带领。
And we'll come to learn more how to follow the leading of the Spirit.
我们也学习真的把我们自己倒空在你的面前。
And learn how to really empty ourselves.
让你来充满我们。
That you may fill us.
让你属天的平安来充满我们。
That your peace from above may fill us.
让你的爱来充满我们。
That your love may fill us.
让我们在爱里，我们就没有任何恐惧。
And in love, we'll have no fears.
所以说我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你继续的带领我们。
We pray that you continue to lead us.
让我们真的在每一天的生活里，我们好好的警醒，在这里预备你自己的未来。
And help us be alert and prepare every single day.
让我们每个人都能够成为那个聪明的。
Lord, help each and every one of us be those wise virgins.
所以说我们仰望你自己的恩典。
Lord, we look to your grace.
奉主耶稣基督。
In your precious name.
Amen.